This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, January 27, written by Dean Deppe. Jesus, the seed of Abraham, and us. From Genesis 12. The Lord appeared to Abraham and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." Almighty God appeared to Abram, before renaming him Abraham, and spoke to him about his future seed. And in the New Testament, Paul explains that all believers through Christ are Abraham's seed, and therefore are God's children and heirs. The old covenant with Abraham is fulfilled through Jesus Christ. So what does it mean for us? Paul exclaims, "If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise." All the promises that God made to Abraham are fulfilled by Jesus and given to us. We are first of all heirs of a promised land. In the New Testament, this is not physical property, but a meaningful life filled with spiritual blessings and intimacy with God. Second, the promise includes a multitude of descendants. God promises us the community of His kingdom family to share in life's journey. Third, the promise entails a life of faith rather than being enslaved to the law. Believers are set free from every weight that holds them back from their full potential. Fourth, all barriers between people have been knocked over by Jesus. We are invited to live in a community that has no divisions of nationality, social status, or gender roles. In Christ, we are called to bring God's blessing to the world. In what ways can you do that today? Will you pray with me? Lord, thank you for every promise and blessing that is ours in Christ. Help us to bless others in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.